So what happened with this lady?
So I'll preface this by saying I am the world's worst salesman for adjuvant chemotherapy. I walk in there and say, this is barely better than doing anything. You know, this is something that, you know, you're here to talk about what you can do. This is what we've got.
Well, how could they not jump at that?
Right, right.
And how often do people, you know, in their 60s say, okay, you know, I don't think I want any?
I get about 20 to 30% of people who say no thanks.
Depends how surgery went.
Yeah. One out of four
say no. If they're struggling with surgery complications.
Well, but he sounds like he's presenting in a lot more negative light than most people do. But so what did she decide to do?
So she said, I would like chemotherapy. And I gave her cisplatin vinorelbine. And it wasn't a smooth course, but she got about two-thirds of dose in.
And what's her status right now?
She's had recurrent disease. She recurred about 10 months after completion of adjuvant chemotherapy.
And can you talk a little bit more about the tolerability that she experienced in terms of the cisvinorelbine? Yeah. What exactly happened?
So she had some difficulty with myelosuppression, as most people do with that regimen. Fatigue was probably the biggest complaint she had. Surprisingly, her renal function actually did just fine during all of it, perhaps because she had to hold dose because of myelosuppression from time to time. But fatigue and myelosuppression were really the key things.